candidate Roy Moore is getting his biggest endorsement yet from President Trump, who posted on Twitter this morning the fact that not a single Democrat supported the GOP tax plan is, quote, why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster saying over the weekend the chance of war with North Korea rises every time the North tests a missile or nuclear bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-5015. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
The U.S. and South Korea flexing their military might in a five-day Air Force exercise above the Korean Peninsula, featuring 230 aircraft and thousands of troops. North Korea is calling it an all-out provocation. The U.S. pulls out of an international effort to manage refugees and migration. Mark Mayfield explains.
In a statement, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United Nations plans for a global compact on migration could undermine U.S. ability to enforce its immigration laws and secure its borders. The U.N. is working to get a 2016 document on the management of refugees and migrants into an international agreement. Tillerson says the measure contains a number of policies that conflict with U.S. laws.
Sentencing scheduled today for a former South Carolina police officer charged in the death of an unarmed black man. Michael Slager pleaded guilty in May to excessive force for shooting Walter Scott in the back in 2015, and now Slager faces up to life in prison. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Doctors say that a woman with a transplanted uterus has given birth, that birth at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, marking the first time the procedure has been used successfully in the United States. Alabama Republican Senate hopeful Roy Moore is leading Democrat Doug Jones in the latest poll in that race. That CBS News poll shows Moore leading Jones 49% to 43% among people said to be likely to vote in the December 12th election. That race is even among all registered voters. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie is going to appear before the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. He's trying to convince justices to allow sports betting in his state of New Jersey. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
It's Christie's last chance before leaving office next month to see the law he signed 5 years ago allowing sports betting at racetracks and casinos to go into effect. Lower courts have sided with the NCAA and pro sports leagues who claim it would undermine the integrity of the game. A 25-year-old law prohibits sports gambling outside Nevada and three other states, which Christie says violates states' rights. Sarah Lee Kessler.
And black bear hunting season opens this morning in New Jersey, and it's expected to be the last for at least the next 4 years, as the governor-elect, Phil Murphy, is promising to put a moratorium on bear hunting when he takes office next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.alterolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Miolo with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And we're going to talk a little bit about this crazy weather we've been having. Did everybody see that super moon last night? And you have a chance for December 3rd, 4th, and 5th to take advantage of it. I must say, on Facebook, there are some very impressive shots taken throughout the Hunterdon County area here. We have some very amazing shuttlebug people out there, and we were provided with some excellent shots of the moon. This afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 50, light east winds. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 38 degrees. Southeast winds 3 to 6 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation is 20 degrees.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miolo with Nutrimost of Flemington. Get healthy, Hunterdon. And we have an exciting show today. So often and stuff, we're always wondering about the quality of the air we breathe, whether it's inside or outside. And today, I've got an amazing individual, a man that's made it his life to make sure that you get good, clean air, whether you're inside or outside of the house. His name is Michael Montefusco, and he's from Stryker Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and that's located in White House Station. So, Michael, first of all, welcome to Get Healthy Hunterdon. The people on the show would love to hear more about this topic that we're going to be talking about. And why don't you just start off with a little bit of, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. First, I'd like to say thank you for having me on the show. You're correct. I'm from Stryker Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We've been in business for 50 years, servicing right here in Hunterdon County. So that's pretty awesome. One of the things I want to talk about is your HVAC systems. That's the heart and soul of the air purification in your house, specifically your furnaces, and that's controlling your temperature. Temperature and humidity have a lot to do with, it's the backbone of the air purification in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So if the temperature is hot, it can hold more humidity. That humidity is going to make viruses and mold are able to grow in your house. So you want to be able to control those things. So basically the temperature in your house, depending the temperature, like I said, it can control your humidity. Viruses, bacteria can linger. But the humidity is a hard topic to talk about. It's not tangible. It's not something that you can touch. This pen I have in my hand that I can touch, it writes in black. You can't see humidity, you can't smell humidity, but it's what's being controlled in your house. So what I want to talk to you about, first of all, is your furnace. That's going to be moving that humid air. So what happens when you try to change the temperature in your house? You go to your thermostat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a thermostat that you can control with your phone? Or do you go right up to a wall? Do you walk in your living room? And
I'm still old-fashioned, so I do the manual punch up and down.
So yeah. So speaking of something that's not tangible, your thermostat is tangible. You could touch that part of your HVAC system.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you're going to go up to your thermostat. You're going to turn the heat on. So what's that doing at that point? It's going to send a signal down to your furnace. And once that signal reaches your furnace, it's going to tell it to kick on. It's going to induce a draft up through the flue, make sure that it's safe to operate.
Mm-hmm.
If it catches anything, like a clog, it's not going to turn on anything. And a side note on that, we spoke off air about a carbon monoxide. You always want to have a carbon monoxide detector handy because if that flue is backed up, it's going to put carbon monoxide into your house.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say for safe measures, your flue is clear. Now your furnace wants to kick on. It's going to open up the gas valve. It's going to fire the burners are going to fire into the heat exchanger. It's going to kick on. The blower motor is going to turn on and start pushing nice warm air into your house.
Okay.
All right. So now that we have that covered, that process of when that blower motor is pushing that air past that heat exchanger, just by its nature itself, it's going to dry out the air. And so what that's doing to yourself and your home, it's going to give you dry skin, dry throat, dry nose, static electricity, sometimes even dry hair. So what we like to do is to be able to control that humidity, we want to put on a humidifier onto the system.
And
that's, and humidity is going to, that humidifier is going to be adding moisture into the air. There's lots of different benefits of having that control over that untangible item, which we call humidity.
Right, exactly. Because you don't want it to be like a tropical rainforest.
No.
And you don't want it to be like an arid desert and stuff. So it's finding that, that proper mixture for that environment that you're creating.
Absolutely. It's the ability to control that that perfect ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're speaking about health, but it can also do a lot of things for instruments.
How does that affect instruments?
So the wood, let's say, take a guitar, for example. That wood, let's say your house is too dry. You do not have a humidifier in your house, and it's that furnace is drying out the air naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cause that wood to dry out. It'll, in some shape or form, it could warp. Not a warping in a damaging type of way,
right.
But it's going to make those strings be not in tune. So every time you pick up your guitar, you have to tune it just to play a little jam if you wanted to. You can't just...
That's
play
interesting. My younger sister had gotten the baby grand piano and stuff, and she had it in the sunroom.
Mm-hmm.
The sunroom and stuff, of course, had sunlight coming in there all the time, and it was warm in there. And what happened, the piano tuner came in, and he said, you know, you got to move this because you're bending the frame, the metal frame that was in there and stuff. And he said, you're going to have to replace it if you keep this up. So we had to move it into another part of the house there and put a humidifier into the whole system there just to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that particular situation where you had that direct stream of sunlight, just like that tuner said, that's going to cause damage to the instrument. So let's say you moved it into a nicer room, mm-hmm. Or I should say a better room that's going to house that piano. Now it's not doing physical damage to it, but without the proper control of the humidity, you can go and play a couple keys on there, and it's just not going to sound right.
Right.
Now, with the proper control, it's going to play properly every time you go to sit down at the piano.
Very much. It's amazing how something so simple as, you know, we take for granted humidity or just, you know, the proper moisture level in the air, in a room that you're at and stuff, how it can make it a very pleasant environment to enjoy and sit down and relax in and stuff, or it could be a very hostile environment, whether it's a fine piece of equipment, whether it's a plant, whether it's the individual themselves.
Absolutely. And I sort of touched upon the topic where it's not something you can touch, it's not something you see, and it's a lot of people don't understand the aspect of humidity or even the presence of it in it in general.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a little break here, Mike. So hold on to that thought. And as always, we will return.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And today we've got a very interesting guest in and stuff. This is Michael Montefusco from Stryker Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing from White House Station. And off air, we were looking around the radio studio here and stuff at the huge floor-to-ceiling windows, the fireplace from the old era, and the air conditioning duct. And Mike made some very interesting observations about what's going on in here.
So something Doc didn't describe to you is all the electrical equipment in here. The static electricity could be very crazy if you don't have the proper humidity control in here. I don't know what that'll do to the actual equipment. I don't know if you get shocked when you're playing with buttons in here or if you're typing on your computer, but I'm sure that can mess up something. So having humidity control in here for just the radio station in general and all the equipment you have is a good idea. But something that we were noticing with all the wood trim, we're in kind of, I don't know if anybody's ever seen where we are, but it's, would you call this an old Victorian kind of?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. So there's very large wood trim around on the floor and around the windows. When I moved into my house in Stewartsville almost a year and a half ago, I did not have a humidifier on my system. And I noticed that the trim around the windows and the crown molding up above, it was actually starting to separate. You could hear it crack and pop. Crack and pop.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be laying in bed. The house is silent. All of a sudden hear, pop. What was that? And then I would notice in certain rooms where the corner joints were actually separating. That wood was getting so dry that they were separating. It was shrinking.
Isn't that something? Even though you had cut the tree down and you had milled the wood and things like that,
exactly.
It was still actively moving and
absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Absolutely. So something like in this building, which you get a lot of sunlight in here, so it's probably just naturally a little humid in here. So I don't see any of that kind of going on in the room, but at my house was literally talking to me.
Isn't that something?
The wood floors were the space between the slats were getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the molding was separating. I added a humidifier to my system and sucked right back together.
Wow.
It didn't tell me that. But
right. But it demonstrated and stuff. So like us in chiropractic and all, and even in the medical world and stuff, you have to look at the signs and symptoms that the body is giving to you. So here you were able to listen to and read the signs and symptoms
right.
that the environment in the house was giving you. That's
absolutely.
Actually, that shows you somebody who's been out in the field long enough to be able to understand those kind of
right.
things.
So, you know, if you didn't have, let's say, the knowledge or experience, you might just call in a handyman and caulk those joints
mm-hmm.
or I don't know what I would have done for the wooden floor, but, you know, just, you know, I would have patched things or just put Band-Aids on, not knowing that there was a bigger problem going on in the house,
right.
like just the presence, or I should say at that time, the lack of presence of humidity in the
mm-hmm.
house. So what did I do to correct that? I mentioned when we first came back on the air that I put on a humidifier onto my HVAC system. So I spoke that humidity is not tangible. This particular piece of equipment is. You can touch it. You actually physically
there we go.
Mount it onto your HVAC
mm-hmm.
system. And what that is, it's a rectangular box, and it has a pad that sits right in it. You hook it up to a water line.
Oh, okay.
And there's actually a tiny piece of ductwork that's going to go from that unit and into the return side of the air conditioning system,
mm-hmm.
or I should say the heating system at this point. So as air's drawn through that piece of ductwork and past that pad that has water dripping down it, it's actually absorbing moisture and being reintroduced into your house. And that cycle just continually happens every time that furnace is turned on. So eventually, you have it set to a certain level, a certain percentage that's right
in
your house.
I was going to say, is there a setting on that you would be able to set?
So, yeah, absolutely. So there's what we call a humidistat. You have your thermostat that does your temperature. You have a humidistat that does your humidity. And it's done in percentages. It's not a temperature. So you would have probably, I would recommend 40%, 35 to 40% in a house. Hmm. And that's where I would start.
Okay.
Every house, every condition, how many people live there, the sunlight, all these different conditions would affect what percentage you want.
Right, okay.
So let's say you come downstairs one day and there's condensation on your windows. You have too much humidity.
Okay, yeah.
So you would go downstairs to your humidistat and you would turn it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you kind of dial in exactly what's right for your house at that time.
Okay.
And then that's exactly how you would get the perfect setting almost.
And that could change from season to season even, or
absolutely,
year to year?
So I would say year to year. Season-wise, you're only adding humidity into the system during the heating system, or heating season, I should say.
Okay.
So if we back up to when I was talking about that furnace, when it's operating and it's firing those burners into the heat exchanger and that air is pushing past that hot heat exchanger, that's what's drying out the air, and that's what's giving you the need to add moisture back into the air right, exactly. So during air conditioning season, for example, that process by nature actually dehumidifies.
Okay.
So it's kind of opposite. So you wouldn't necessarily have that difference as per season for the humidity. It would be year to year.
Okay, interesting.
Yep.
Then. All right. So we've covered the temperature of the environment. We've covered the humidity of the environment. Are there other factors that we have to look at in as far as having a healthy home?
As far as humidity, we've covered pretty much everything. I would say the air purification, the air that you're actually breathing in your home. For those listeners who can't see us, we're sitting, and I hope that everybody else is sitting while I make this statement. But believe it or not, the air you breathe inside of your home is more polluted than the air you breathe outside.
No, get out.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
All right. So the EPA specifically named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health. And they're saying that because anything you bring into your house, that's a... I guess for lack of better terms, you could say that's a closed system. Your dog that's in there, your cold virus that you brought in there. If you're a teacher and you're access to all these little kids who are coughing and sneezing all over you, and then you bring that into your house and you're petting your dog and you're touching your remote control, all of that is just being sucked and recirculated into your house. Your safety bubble of your home is now contaminated.
Holy cow.
Yep. So what's a good thing for us to do is being able to purify that air and control the air that you're breathing inside of your own little bubble inside your house.
So how do we go about doing that? Because that's pretty frightening and stuff where, you spend all day in what they call dead buildings and stuff because there's not proper exchange of clean air and healthy air. It just recycles it. So you come home to your environment thinking, oh, this is my, my safety net. This is my little castle, my kingdom and stuff. What can we do?
Well, what we can do is we would add a whole house media filter. And I would say more often than not, if you went down to your furnace, you would see a little one-inch, it's a one-inch wide filter that's right in between the return duct and the furnace.
Oh, okay.
If you pull that out, you can actually look through it most of the times. It's stopping solids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stopping viruses or pollen or dander. You want to take that, throw it away, and we want to put in a 5-inch thick media filter.
Oh, wow.
And those range on what kind of particulates they can let through. That 1-inch filter, we didn't get to this yet, but the MERV scale is what these filters are on the range for. One being a screen door, 20 almost being a cement wall. That's basically the range that it's going to let through. So those little 1-inch filters, they rate about a 6 on the MERV scale.
Wow.
So that's pretty low. One being, like I said, a screen door and 20 being a concrete wall, they land at like a 6.
Jesus.
The human nose.
Yes.
Also rates right around a 6 on the MERV scale.
Really?
So Anything that that doesn't catch, your nose can catch it too, but it's not doing any better filtration. So if you put in a multimedia filter on a MERV scale wise, you might be up at a 16, somewhere between 11 and 16. And that's going to take out certain particulates, as I mentioned, the pollen, the dander, whether that's human dander or dead skin cells or pet dander.
Right.
Not everybody has pets, so that might not be involved in your house.
But like you said, if you go out of your environment and stuff, you could have a dog or a cat brush up against you.
Absolutely.
And you bring that back into your environment.
I go on estimates every day to people's houses, and more often than not, there's a dog or a cat or some sort of animal in there, and then I come home and my puppy goes ballistic because there's obviously they left their scent or their fur on me. So you're bringing it into your home, absolutely, and it's going onto your chairs, onto your carpet, being sucked back into your HVAC system.
Right.
So that's what we want. When that air is being sucked back down to your HVAC system, we want it to be trapped into this filter so that once it goes through the HVAC system and is being redistributed to your house, it's clean.
Right.
It's no longer more pollutant than the air outside.
Yeah, because you could come into just your downstairs kitchen and stuff with all the pollutants on it, and then it gets sucked up through the return, goes back into your system, and then it disperses it throughout the whole entire environment. Then
you mentioned your kitchen. So let's say, this is a really good example, let's say you were cooking some crazy fish in your kitchen, and you have guests coming over, and your house stinks like fish. A multimedia filter, depending on which one you get, there's obviously different ratings of filters, but as that smell, it's not only your particulates like your pollen and your dandruff, it's actual smells in the air.
Right, because they've got a size to them.
Absolutely,
right?
They're on a micron scale.
Right.
So the certain size of the smell, obviously it would depend on the filter you're going to get, but as that comes through that filter and gets redistributed to your house, it's not that fishy air that's being sent into each bedroom and the living room and the dining room. It's the nice, clean, odorless air.
Right. Now, you were saying, like, pretty much a standard furnace heating air conditioning system that comes in is that one-inch wide, like you were saying, a pleated or a folded filter and stuff, and then you like to come in with a five-inch. So just in the mere idea of it and stuff, you're making a thicker filtering system that can take out larger particles, and then as those are taken out, smaller ones are taken care of and things like that. Can you tell us or elaborate a little bit more about that system?
Absolutely. So just to back up to those one-inch filters, they do make pleated one-inch filters. So let's say you don't have a media filter. You can buy better one-inch filters that can do a better job. They're not going to take out those smells. They're not going to be as good. They do make those pleated nice ones. The ones I was describing earlier, where you can almost see through them. You could take a salt shaker and shake it onto the filter, and salt's going to go right through. Big particulates are going to actually travel through it. So that's not what we're talking about. Those bigger filters, the bigger they are, the more pleats they have, the smaller the size in those pleats of filters where the particulates can't get through. We were talking earlier about it stopping airflow. It's actually restrictive, which is part of the filtration system, that you want less things to get through that filter. That's what's stopping the smell, the pollen, the dander, everything. So when you get into a filter that is higher on the MERV scale, like let's say a HEPA filter, a HEPA filter is going to be one of the most restrictive. When you look at it on the residential side of things, you have to make sure the HVAC system can handle that. Because if you just say, hey, I'm going to go get a HEPA filter, I'm going to stick it on here, and whew, I'm never going to get sick ever again. Well, you might be ruining your HVAC system. So you might be good as far as health-wise, but then you're going to have to get a new HVAC system.
All right. We're going to stop at that to do a news break, and we're going to come back and find out more about this HEPA filter system.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Believe specifically the tug of law on Montgomery is $1,010,000.
The North Carolina man charged in connection with the death of 3-year-old Mariah Woods, whose body was found in a creek over the weekend, finds out about the charges against him as he's ordered held on bond of over $1 million at a court appearance a short time ago.
Obstruction of justice, concealing the unnatural death of a child, larceny after breaking and entering,
Second degree burglary and possession of stolen goods, correct?
Mariah disappeared a week from yesterday after her mother put her to bed in their Jacksonville, North Carolina home, sparking a statewide search. Over a dozen states issuing winter weather warnings and watches as a huge storm develops from the Rockies all the way to the northeast U.S. Forecasters say it currently has snow, rain, and wind as it moves out of the Rockies into the plains. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Time magazine unveiling its short list for its Person of the Year this morning on NBC's Today Show. Co-host Dylan Dreyer with more on the contenders.
First up, Jeff Bezos, the founder and CEO of Amazon, President Donald Trump, the Me Too movement. We have Kim Jong-un. Also in the list, Colin Kaepernick, Xi Jinping, the president of China, the Dreamers, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, also Robert Mueller, and finally, Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman.
One of those finalists will be revealed as the magazine's Person of the Year on Wednesday morning on the Today Show. The process has begun. Lawmakers trying to reconcile the Senate and House GOP tax bills. The Republican-led conference committees trying to negotiate the differences between the two bills so they can meld them into a single bill and send it on to the president's desk. He wants a finished tax bill by Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore picking up support from President Trump, who today posts on Twitter that the fact that not a single Senate Democrat voted for the GOP tax plan that passed over the weekend is, quote, why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. Protesters expected to be out in force in Utah today to try to stop President Trump from decreasing some national monuments. Trump will be traveling to Utah to outline a plan of cutting the size of Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase national monuments. Protesters gathering at the Utah State Capitol building in Salt Lake City over the weekend to show their opposition to the move. Encouraging news for those who suffer from migraine headaches. Some new migraine medications are expected to hit the market as early as this upcoming year. Alisa Z has more on the story.
The FDA is reviewing two drugs that use special antibodies that affect the system in the brain that modulates pain. According to two studies, these drugs that tweak brain circuits involved in migraines can each reduce the frequency of migraines without causing side effects. Study author Peter Goadsby says that these drugs offer the first migraine treatment that's actually aimed at the disorder.
And this year's flu season's off to a fast and early start as four states, Georgia, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Massachusetts, already have widespread flu activity, according to the CDC. A year ago, at this time, there were no states reporting such activity yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, Welcome back to Get Healthy 100, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, where you have the most experienced healthcare providers in the Nutrimost program. Today, we've got an amazing guest here that we've been having great talking about and giving you all kinds of helpful information, and that is Michael Montefusco from Stryker Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing from White House Station. And we were talking about the HEPA filter system, and on Michael, off air and stuff, we were talking about the pros and cons about that and all, and why don't you give us that information a little bit more?
Absolutely. So before we actually hopped off air, we were talking about the MERV scale and what it can do and where the HEPA really lands on that scale. So what I wanted to tell everybody that's listening, HEPA, which stands for High Efficiency Particulate Arrestance, the efficiency of that is it's going to take out 99.97% of particulates. And we're talking about the size, the microns.
Right.
That particulate's at a 0.3 micron.
That's pretty tiny.
Absolutely.
How tiny is that?
Very tiny.
Okay. Well, like you were saying off air and stuff, like a grain of pollen is about 5 microns.
Yeah. So.
And then a dust mite are often sizes from 1 to 10 microns.
Right. So that's a dust mite is more than one whole micron.
Yeah.
What was the pollen? What did you just read
the
there?
The pollen was 5 microns.
5 microns. So it's smaller than an individual grain of pollen.
Right. So that's pretty effective,
though. Absolutely. So HEPA really came into play when they're using them in medical facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, because they're able to filter out so many things. Obviously, I mentioned it's 99.97% effective.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that something's 100% effective,
right.
But it does a pretty darn good job of getting out anything it can. And nowadays, they're putting them in vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
So think about, we mentioned all the dust and dander that's in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's not actually traveling in the air that's getting, let's say, sucked through your HVAC system and filtered, it's just laying in your carpet. So now you're vacuuming. It's Sunday. That's cleaning day.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're vacuuming and you're just stirring up everything that's in it. Exactly. So it's sucking. The vacuum itself is sucking in air, obviously, because it's a vacuum. It's,
right.
It's sucking everything into its own bag of disposal and then pushing that air outwards. So it's actually filtering that air that it's pushing back outside of the.
Okay.
So if you have a vacuum that doesn't have a HEPA filter, you're just stirring that up.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense then, yeah.
Right, absolutely. So you can either be, that air can either land somewhere else. Okay, it's going to go lay somewhere else. You could then breathe it in, which stinks, because why do you want to breathe in that?
Yeah.
Or some of it, I would assume that a certain percentage of it is going to get sucked back into your HVAC system and your HEPA filter or your other media filter that's placed on your HVAC system is going to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be a very small percentage. That vacuum cleaner is actually going to do a better job of it at that point for that particular application.
Right. Yeah, because the heating and air conditioning filter systems would be more for like the long-term environment.
Absolutely.
And stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that, like I mentioned, that cleaning day,
mm-hmm.
that one day a week that you're just causing a ruckus in your house and disturbing everything, the dust that was sitting on the table, you're going to wipe that down, but as soon as you push that rag off that table, there's going to be some that's drifting away and falling onto the floor
that's
not captured somehow.
Goes airborne, just like that puppy dog hair and stuff that comes in on the bottom of his feet.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, you mentioned that we were talking off air, we were talking about the electronic air filters,
which
you can put in conjunction with a HEPA filter. So the HEPA filter we mentioned is very restrictive. So something you can coupling with that is the electronic version, or I should say attachment, where it's not going to restrict any of the air. Well, I shouldn't say any. It's going to restrict a little bit because you're placing something in front of it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like the HEPA filter. And these metal filters actually have an electronic charge to them. And anything that might make it through the HEPA filter can now be snagged like a magnet. To these metal filters.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I mentioned before the HEPA is 99.97% effective. With this piece in place, you're still going to get some, but you're not going to get everything. Nothing's 100%.
Right. Yeah.
But you're definitely going to get a lot more than not having anything there at all.
Yeah.
That piece periodically you have to take out and clean, because if you don't, then that's going to build up and then cause resistance. That resistance I was talking doesn't have, if you don't clean it, then you're going to create the resistance.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Another attachment you can also do is putting in a UV light.
Oh, okay.
So the UV light is going to, we were talking about physical particulates for majority of this time we've been talking. The UV light is going to take care of things that you can't see. Physical bacteria or viruses.
Oh, wow.
Mold, I wouldn't say that it's going to, once the mold's there, it's there. But if your UV light is in place, you're going to take care of it before it ever happens. They do make media filters that have the filter in line, the electronic, and the UV all in one base. But if you don't have something like that, you can actually take this UV light and stick it right above your evaporator coil. That's, so your furnace is sitting on the ground, then you have your evaporator coil, which is part of your air conditioning system, and then it's ductwork. So if you stick that UV light above that coil, that's going to handle the air that's passing through that coil and can attack that at that point. The good part about putting it above your evaporator coil is that evaporator coil is wet. When it's operating on your air conditioning system, that coil freezes up. I mentioned before your heat exchanger was getting hot and the air passing through it.
Right.
In the air conditioning season, your evaporator coil is getting cold. It's freezing cold and your air is passing through it.
Sure.
As that thaws out and condensates and drains out, it's just a nasty, moist environment that mold is just going to sit there and go, yummy, yum, yum.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit right here and grow. So adding a UV light into that section is going to attack those, so you never have to worry about
that. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a good spot to put it there.
Yeah, because if you think about it, if let's say mold was growing there, all right, well, there's nothing stopping it at that point from getting distributed to your entire house.
Throughout the whole house?
Absolutely.
Then, yeah.
Now, in the unfortunate event, let's say the mold is there already. Mm-hmm. It's you have no UV light and you have mold.
Right.
Now you have actual physical particulates of mold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually it might make it around the backside of the system, you know, once it's introduced to your house and sucked back, catch it through the filter
and stuff.
But
yeah.
it's already done its damage.
The damage that's gone
absolutely
throughout the whole duct
absolutely
system.
So that's a that's another very important as far as the health of the environment. You know, we talked probably majority about those physical aspects of it, but the stuff you can't see, like the bacteria and the breeding ground of mold, that's what the UV light's going to take care of.
Right. So often in stuff, yeah, like you said, you know, we just look at the physical components of it, you know, trying to eliminate, you know, the twigs and the leaves and the dust that's coming through it. But now when you start getting into the smaller sizes, like you said, the dander, the dust mites, even the bacteria or the mold and things like that, those are the unseen things that can cause either as much or even more damage to the human body system and all. And that's some of the things that we see in our office quite often and stuff, these hidden conditions that are going on.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that it's going to cause even greater damage to your body. Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to do. These physical aspects of it, where if you're, let's say you're laying on the ground playing with your kid and you might be slapping your hand on the carpet and you see all that dust rise up from there, that's not mold. That's not something that's... You see that and go, oh, man, I need to clean a little
bit. Right, exactly.
You don't know when that mold's growing until it's already there.
Right.
So that's – you've already been breathing that in. You've already contaminated parts of your house with it. So having something like a UV light where it's taking care of it before it's an issue.
Right.
That's really what's going to help the health of your house and the health of your body being in your as we called it, your bubble, your zone that you're protecting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for you, good for your kids, good for guests in your house.
Right. So many things happen in the unforeseen areas and stuff, in your basement or up in your crawl space in the attic and stuff that, you know, we can, you know, from a health component, really make some dramatic changes to it by simply installing or, you know, just maintaining some, you know, good filtering systems and, you know, good hygiene into those areas and stuff. That's really important stuff.
Absolutely. You mentioned maintaining. So not only just the air purification systems that we've been talking about, but your HVAC system in general, which is conditioning your environment. A lot of my clients think, all right, cool, I'm just going to set this down there and I'm going to forget about it for 15 years. Absolutely not. It's so important to change your filters or to have those pieces of equipment maintenance to make sure they're operating properly, make sure they're clean. Maybe take a look above your evaporator coil, make sure there isn't mold growing there. Because you might be able to look there and say, hey, this is showing signs that it's staying damp there. And mm-hmm. I would suggest putting a UV light there to kill right. this bacteria. If you don't have somebody coming in to do that, you just will never know.
Right. So that would be an important thing to get on a regular maintenance kind of a program, whether you're going to do it yourself or have somebody that's got an eye for these kind of things and all. Mike, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to come right back with more of this valuable information for our overall health and our environment called home.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@100-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we've been having a really interesting and very informative talk with Mike Montefusco from Stryker Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing from White House Station. And off air, we were talking about some of the different products and things that you can get to add to your home environment there and all, and the thought that came up was how hard it is to stop a train. So, Michael, did I get that right this time?
Yes. So one of our products that, or I should say our product lines, is by a manufacturer called Train. Their tagline is, it's hard to stop a train. You're close. You were right there. But they have a product called Clean Effects, and it's right in line with the HEPA filtration, the UV lighting that we were talking about. It's basically one self-contained unit. And I'm going to read something to you guys from Train, and it says that this air cleaning technology can remove up to an outstanding 99.98% of airborne allergens. I don't know if you remember when we talked about the HEPA, that was 99.97%.
Yeah.
So what Train is claiming is that it can actually do better than any HEPA filtration system that is out there on its
own. And that's incredible, because we were using the HEPA as the standard of air filter quality and all.
Absolutely. It was almost like for lack of a better term, like a standard of measurement. You know, the HEPA was like a staple in that. That that's the best of the best of the best.
Right.
Well, Train says that there is a HEPA filter inside of this, but mm-hmm. their technology they're putting into it is actually doing better than what the HEPA filtration can do by itself.
Right.
They say that the air that passes through this filter makes it 8 times more effective than even the best HEPA room filters and up to 100 times more effective than any standard 1-inch filter.
Wow, that's pretty darn good.
Absolutely. I've actually seen this in person where they had a glass box, basically. So on one side, on the left side of the filter, was your contaminated environment. They had cigars being puffed into this, like smoke.
Okay.
And then you had your clean effects system sitting there, and then on the right side was another clear box.
Oh, okay.
And so they basically turned that system off, so it had just, you're basically just using the HEPA filter, mm-hmm. and had a blower motor pulling that air through. And you could see some of the smoke traveling through.
Mm-hmm.
Then they kick it on. That air in that right side clear box was absolutely clear. Isn't no smoke, no nothing, and there was no scent of the cigars.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely. So wow. We were talking about cooking in your kitchen.
There you go.
With the fish. You could have your husband in the library, so he's puffing on a cigar, and nobody would even know. So it's really a great product. And something else that they pride themselves on is that a doctor can actually recommend or prescribe this help out with asthma because mm-hmm. it does such a great job getting out all of those particulates.
Isn't that something? Now, finally, and stuff, you know, there's been a nice marriage between the mechanical components of a clean air environment mm-hmm. and actually what a medical doctor sees from yep. the respiratory component of it. Acts excellent and stuff. Yep. A nice marriage.
Absolutely. And for them to actually recommend something like that, I think is mm-hmm. is awesome, because I feel like I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but as a doctor wants to prescribe you medicine.
Right.
And it's like, hey, this is a product that's going to actually make your environment in your house be the best it can be for the condition that you have.
Right. And that could be what's, you know, causing the body to go into that state of, you know, trying to, you know, protect itself and mm-hmm. stuff, needing that medication to, you know, offset the effects of it. And
absolutely.
So we're always talking about going to the environment and stuff that you're living in and taking a survey and see what it is and stuff. You know, what you're, you know, breathing in, mm-hmm. what you're eating, what you're, you know, showering in,
yep.
just that breathing, you know, the whole components that go with it.
Absolutely.
And those are key things. So that's great to start getting into a healthy house and all.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this before, but this component also needs your regular maintenance.
Okay.
So you're still taking that filter out. You're changing it at certain times. That metal filter that's in there, you mm-hmm. do have to take it out, clean it out. You can't just set it and forget it, because then it's not going to do its job.
Right.
Then you're going to spend the money to make your house be this perfect environment. You're going to set it down there and forget it, and it's not going to do what it's supposed to do.
Right.
So that I mentioned before that it's 99.98% effective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say 6-7 months down the road and you've done nothing to it,
right.
that percentage is going to go down. It's actually probably going to be, in a weird way, the filtration might be better because it's clogged up, but it's not going to, your airflow, the amount of air changes in your house are going to be less, and it's not going to do as good of a job as it's intended to do.
Right. And then the equipment itself is going to be working harder yep. and stuff, and that causes wear and tear on that component.
Absolutely.
Of it and stuff, and you'd be replacing the unit sooner than
yeah, right? you're replacing so, the yeah. the unit, the air filter, the whole component, and you right. know it's going to decrease the lifespan of your HVAC system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not anything you want to do. So make sure you change your air filters.
So with that, like a maintenance, do you have like a recommendation as far as how often you should do, like, you know, the filters or wash those electronic units or?
Absolutely. So the filters, that's kind of its own animal. As a homeowner and just doing your own part of changing your filters, if you have just those 1-inch filters, I would say probably at least once every 2 months changing those little filters. I mean, there's nothing special about them. They're not doing much. They mm-hmm. clog up easily. If you have, let's say, a 5-inch media filter that we were talking about,
right?
Just your regular media filter, that probably could go a good 6 months or so.
Okay.
And that's the same with the HEPA filters. That's a good 6 months. And I would probably be cleaning the electronic portion of it too, if you have it at those mm-hmm. same junctions.
With those filters, do I just want to take it outside and bang it against the deck and put it back in, or do I want to completely replace it?
So the actual media filter or the HEPA filter, yeah. that you're physically replacing.
Replacing.
You're going to take it out, okay. you're going to throw it out, you're going to stick in a new one.
Mm-hmm.
The metal ones, you're going to take it out. I wouldn't bang it against anything, but you would want to wash it down with soap and water and okay. scrub it down and make sure that it's as clean as you could possibly get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
That's good, then.
And then stick them both back. Turn the system back on, continue breathing clean, healthy air.
Very nice, then and all. So we've got a few minutes left and stuff. Michael, is there anything you want to leave our listening audience with?
I would definitely want to leave the audience with advice that just like your car, you get your car regularly maintained. You should be doing that with your HVAC system. Whether you have any of these components that we were talking about with your air filtration system or not, you should be having some HVAC professional. I would love to be that company that's coming in to do it, but I can't get everybody. But you should have your HVAC company coming in and doing regular maintenance on your HVAC system. We offer preventative maintenance contracts, which would be if you have a forced hot air system and an air conditioner, it would be one package where you'd have a service call in the spring, and we'd be coming and doing a safety and maintenance check on your condenser, making sure everything's running appropriately, safely, and efficiently. And then in the fall, we would be coming back again and doing your heating system, once again, making sure everything's operating safely, efficiently, and properly. We spoke about a humidifier. We would be changing the pad in the humidifier at that point.
Okay.
Be changing the filter at that point. All these things will prolong the lifespan of your equipment down there and continue to do a good job maintaining the comfort and health inside of your nice little bubble environment that we are creating.
Very, very important stuff. And that I think is an important thing for the listeners to really think about and stuff. You know, we generally, don't go into the utility room or the mechanic room, if that's what you call it and stuff, unless there's a problem or unless, the service guy says, hey, can you come down and take a look at this? So it would be nice for you to do a little trip periodically down in your basement, listen, look, learn, and listen. Do a little smelling down there, too. You may smell some things going on. All these things are very important to get an expert like Michael and his company Stryker Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing into to, just make sure that your environment is very, very healthy like that. Well, Michael, how can people get a hold of you?
They can either call us, which our number is 908-534-9814. They can visit us on the web at strykerservices.com. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. Go to that. Read our reviews, like our pictures. Sometimes we're posting some specials. That's probably the best way. And from there, if you want to contact me directly, my email is michael@strykerservices.com.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and letting everybody know a little bit more about how they can keep their home environment much healthier and all. And again, if anybody has any questions or anything like that, please go to Get Healthy Hunterdon or the Stryker website, as Michael had said. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody next week. And with that, we are done for another week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I believe specifically the total bond with Henry is $1,010,000.
The North Carolina man charged in connection with the death of 3-year-old Mariah Woods, whose body was found in a creek over the weekend, finds out about the charges against him as he's ordered held on bond of over $1 million at a court appearance a short time ago.
Obstruction of justice, concealing the unnatural death of a child, larceny after breaking and entering, second-degree burglary, and possession of stolen goods, correct?
Mariah disappeared a week from yesterday after her mother put her to bed in their Jacksonville, North Carolina home, sparking a statewide search. Over a dozen states issuing winter weather warnings and watches as a huge storm develops from the Rockies all the way to the northeast U.S. Forecasters say it currently has snow, rain, and wind as it moves out of the Rockies into the plains. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Time Magazine unveiling its shortlist for its Person of the Year this morning on NBC's Today Show.